Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, some Christmas flights from London to Dublin have risen to over €600 one way as the fallout from the closure of Holyhead continues. Junior Minister for Transport James Lawless met ferry companies yesterday to discuss the crisis at the port as concern rises both amongst consumers and passengers about the impact of the closure on the festive period. In a moment, I'll speak to Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary, but first I'm joined by Ken Skates, who's Cabinet Secretary for Transport and North Wales. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Claire.
I'm sure you know that there's huge anxiety amongst Irish people who are very much hoping to get home for Christmas, and of course those who are waiting for the delivery of parcels from the UK, and the more concerned people are getting as the days go by. What is the latest you have you can tell us about the situation?
Well, we share and understand people's anxieties, and the very latest position is that the port of Holyhead will be in a position within the next 24 hours, hopefully today, but by tomorrow for sure, to be able to provide certainty over whether the port will reopen on Friday, on the 19th of December. Now, in the meantime, contingency plans are being rolled out. We're identifying collectively the operators of the ferries and the ports across the UK. We're identifying as much spare capacity as possible to be able to utilise other ports to get ferries to and from Ireland.
Now, you'll know that the government here are telling us that it's highly unlikely that Holyhead will be operational before Christmas. Why is it that that is the case, that they seem to have that information and yet you're hoping that it might be reopened by the end of this week?
Well, I think the problem is that there have been numerous announcements that it would open within 24 hours. That's then cancelled, then another day is promised when it'll be opened. So it's provided that uncertainty. And in a vacuum such as that, then people start to speculate whether or not it's going to be open in time for Christmas. And that's why it's absolutely vital that we get that certainty within the next 24 hours as to whether it will or will not. Now, I understand that investigations are ongoing. There are divers under the water on a very regular basis assessing the damage. But within the next 24 hours, we will have certainty and we'll be able to then implement very, very significant plans to be able to get as many people and goods back to Ireland as possible.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very difficult situation and we're both agreed on that. Are you putting pressure on Holyhead Port now for firm answers on this?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say that Minister James Lawless has been fantastic in working with us. We're talking on a daily basis, not just with one another, but also with the ferry companies and with port operators, including the Port of Holyhead, to ensure that everybody is doing the utmost to get goods and people to Ireland before Christmas.
These ferries, though, the ones that are running from the other ports, they're all full, aren't they? I mean, how will you manage to get additional capacity running and get these passengers and freight accommodated if, as we expect, or as the Irish government certainly expects, Holyhead won't be up and running before Christmas?
Well, many of the ferries are being diverted from the route at the moment to other ports, so they're going to be available. But we do recognise that several of the other ports are further away than Holyhead, and therefore capacity is reduced because it takes longer to sail those ferries. And that's why it's so important, if possible, to get Holyhead Port open again. But as I said, we're identifying as many opportunities to provide additional ferry services from other ports to minimise the disruption, to get as many people and as many goods to Ireland before Christmas as we possibly can.
But people are already saying, and you'll see this if you try to book a flight, the price of flights has increased significantly. Those who are trying to book alternative ferries say that they just can't, that they're full. So will there be additional facilities put in place? What can you say to those people today?
Well, we've got a task force up and running at the moment looking at how we can provide opportunities for people to be able to get back to Ireland in time for Christmas. We believe that the figure is around about 100,000 people that return to Ireland at Christmas time. So the number is significant, and we're doing our utmost to identify not just ferries, but flights as well. Now, I would say that it's absolutely vital at this time of year that aeroplane operators show empathy to people who are needing to get back to Ireland for Christmas, and is not helpful when fares rise astronomically. So I'd appeal to those airlines not to increase fares given the severity of the situation.
So that's a direct appeal to the likes of Ryanair and to Aer Lingus not to increase their prices.
I think it'd be very helpful if they could be part of the solution in the most sympathetic and empathetic way.
Do you expect them to listen to that call?
Well, I certainly hope they will. I'm sure they will listen. Whether they then decide to respond accordingly in a sympathetic way, we'll wait to see. But I do hope that they will take this matter with the utmost seriousness and help passengers get back to Ireland for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Have the ferry company said anything to you about the passengers who have those sail and rail tickets that work between London and Holyhead? Are they willing to transfer those if they can find a place on another sailing from a different port?
Well, that's what we've been discussing, actually, the sharing of data information, having a consistent approach to treating passengers with the need to be able to utilise tickets for other services. So my hope is that we will be able to secure arrangements where people will be able to use alternative means of travel with their existing tickets. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely vital that we make this process as seamless and as painless as we possibly can, all of us, for the people who are looking to return to Ireland and for people who are looking to get their gifts in time for Christmas. So it's vitally important that everybody works together. And that's the message that we've been impressing collectively, myself and Minister Lawless, on ferry operators, on other transport operators and on the ports.
But I think people will be concerned if they think that you're holding out until perhaps tomorrow to hear whether the port will be up and running before putting your full weight behind contingency plans, when the Irish government are saying, look, we've written Holyhead off at least until Christmas. I mean, they're saying now that it mightn't be operational until spring. Would you not be better off accepting that as fact and then moving?
Well, that's why we need that certainty. By tomorrow, and that's what we've been promised, that if not today, then certainly by tomorrow we will know exactly where we stand. But that has not stopped us from putting our full weight behind contingency plans. Indeed, yesterday, Minister Lawless and I met with ferry operators, with ports, to discuss how we can extract as much opportunity as we possibly can from other ports and from ferry operators to be able to get people back to Ireland in time for Christmas.
People are critical, though, or are questioning whether there was a proper contingency plan in place ahead of all of this happening. You know, whether contingency arrangements were there, because Holyhead is such a significant port, both for us here, for you where you are, and for Europe as well. Are you satisfied that there was a proper contingency plan to cover an event like this?
I think one of the challenges that we face when there are so many organisations involved in the movement of goods and people is coordinating and ensuring that the response is immediate. Now, I'm content with the way that both the Irish government and the Welsh government, and indeed the UK government, have been able to support ferry operators and ports. We've also used that convening power to be able to bring them together because, of course, they have commercial interests that they'll seek to be protecting ferry operators in terms of the information that they share for obvious commercial reasons, would prefer not to share that information. But we've been very clear that information must be shared so that we can get as many people back as possible.
Ken Skates, Cabinet Secretary for Transport and North Wales, thank you for joining us on the programme. Well, Michael O'Leary is Group CEO of Ryanair and is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. You heard the man there, Ken Skates. He's asking you to act with empathy and not to increase prices astronomically. What do you say?
I'd say far too late. Prices have already increased astronomically, but it has almost nothing to do with the closure of Holyhead. Prices have increased astronomically this Christmas because there's 220,000 less seats at Dublin Airport because we couldn't get slots for those flights.
Yeah, and I saw your statement.
Entirely due to the Dublin Airport cap.
Okay,
and nothing to do with Holyhead.
I saw your statement on this, and you're saying that the reason the prices are higher because of the cap. But James Lawless had a look at the statement as well. He checked on Friday, and he said there were 4,000 additional spaces on flights on Friday, and he said sell those seats and then come back and talk to us about the cap.
I mean, I don't even know what that means. What does 4,000 spaces mean? Like, you know, it's a meaningless number. We have less than 4,000 flights. but more than 40,000 seats. So,
well, he's talking about seats on planes, isn't he?
Well, no, then the number's completely wrong, because we have 40,000 seats still to sell between the UK, Dublin, Belfast, Cork for the next week. So what James Lawless said was just rubbish, a bit like your politician, you know, who sounds great. We're having meetings, task forces, but really no action. I mean, all he needs to do is to call somebody in Holyhead today and he can find out that it's not going to reopen before Christmas.
Well, they seem to have accepted on this side of the Irish Sea that that is the case. The problem
is it's plausible waffle from politicians.
Right, but Michael, let's leave the politics aside for a second. Like, the call here is for you to be
challenging.
But just be decent about the prices and keep it affordable. You're talking about people getting
no
home
one
for
more
Christmas.
Decent. There is no one more decent about prices than Ryanair. We set the lowest prices in every market in which we operate. But here's the reality. We allow the passengers to set the fares. The last five fares, the last five seats on every plane will be sold at the highest fares. Already, and we warned about this 6 months ago, already on Friday the 20th and on the 24th, our fares one way from London to Dublin are at £500. It's nothing to do with Holyhead. It's entirely to do with a gross shortage of seats in and out of Dublin this Christmas because of the Dublin airport cap.
Okay,
here's what we said was going to happen. And here is what happens when you have stupid politicians who won't write a letter to the IAA, which would have lifted the cap.
But you're conflating two separate things. I mean, the fact
we're
is that a few days ago...
Silly assumptions.
Sorry, I need to be able to ask you a question. That's how this works. Why was it that a few days ago you could get flights, one-way flights with Ryanair for the 23rd of December from Stansted to Dublin for €97.59? And are you now profiting from the misfortune of people who were booked on the ferry from Holyhead and can't get home?
Okay, so two things. One, you can still get flights on the 23rd at £94.99 back to Dublin. You know, there's a range of flights at different times of the day, but the peak flights, the one at the moment leaving at 5 o'clock on Friday evening from Gatwick to Dublin is at £500.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave at 9.30 next on Friday, you'll still get that seat for £142. This has nothing whatsoever to do with Holyhead. You're the one wrongly conflating Holyhead with higher airfares to Dublin this Christmas. We're saying to you the higher fares at Dublin Airport this Christmas are an absolutely predictable and direct result of their being 220,000 less seats at Dublin Airport. We, Aer Lingus and the other airlines, applied for the slots, which we have all got every year for the last 20 years, and we have been denied those slots because of an idiotic cap at Dublin Airport.
So stop mixing
it up with Holyhead when Holyhead has nothing to do with it. Let me finish, please. There are much higher fares at Dublin Airport this Christmas because of an idiotic traffic cap at Dublin Airport. Thankfully, that cap will be gone for the summer of 2025, because the airlines have successfully appealed to the courts and the courts have referred the summer 2025 cap to the European Court of Justice, where we believe it will be ruled illegal.
Okay. The demand has gone up in the last couple of days because of Holyhead. You'd accept that point, I'm sure.
I wouldn't, actually.
Well, you're not seeing more bookings as a result of what happened with Storm Dara?
Nope.
There's been no additional demand on places from the UK to Ireland after Holyhead was completely knocked out of action?
Nope.
Right. So it's not an issue at all.
Have you any understanding of the scale? Like we operate about 50,000 seats a day from points all over the UK back into Ireland. Prices are rising on the run into Christmas, as we said they would. They're rising far higher this year than they have in previous years because of the seat cap.
Okay.
We would not notice. I don't know how many people sit on a ferry. A couple of hundred people drive their cars on a ferry. There's lots of ferries that are still operating. I mean, I sent horses to the UK yesterday. They were rerouted from Holyhead. They went from Rosslare via Fishguard.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of ferries still operating.
Well, see, we're getting people
will get home.
People are getting in touch with us saying they can't get a place on a ferry. And I suppose what I want you to say, or what I'm hoping you'll say on behalf of those people, is that they will get a seat on a plane for a reasonable price, Michael. That's all.
Well, it depends on your definition of what a reasonable price is. The prices would undoubtedly be far more reasonable if the airlines had been allowed to operate 220,000 additional seats in and out of Dublin this Christmas. I find myself in the shocking position, Claire, of sending 50,000 of those seats have gone from the UK to Belfast. Literally thousands of people will travel home to Dublin this Christmas via Belfast because Eamon Ryan wouldn't write a letter.
Well,
now, listen,
we've run that argument. But James Lawless's point, but that there were 4,000 seats on airlines.
No, he said 4,000 spaces, yeah, which is meaningless.
So why do you say it's meaningless? Are you saying that he not... Are you saying that he doesn't mean seats?
I don't know what he means. Ask him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what does 4,000 spaces mean? It's certainly not flights and it's certainly not seats. We don't know what he's talking about. We have about 5,000 seats a day left to sell. And they will all sell, by the way, between now and next Tuesday. But about 5,000 seats a day. And those seats now range in price from about £150 up to about £500.
So then the cap isn't an issue.
They would be available at much lower prices. They'd be available. This time last year, we were selling our maximum prices at about £350. The prices are much higher this year because of the cap. But are there seats available to sell the next couple of days? There absolutely are. Are they at higher fares than they would otherwise be if we didn't have the cap? Yes, they are. But will people be able to get home on Ryanair flights at Christmas at reasonable fares? Yes, they will.
Mm-hmm.
The fares would just be lower if we had a competent transport minister who would fix the traffic cap.
Well, listen, we know government formation talks are underway. We were talking about it just before on the programme.
I welcome the fact, by the way, that both of the two main parties have committed in their manifestos to scrapping the cap. I hope the first legislation they pass in the new year will be to get rid of this idiotic cap and allow us to continue to grow traffic on and off this island at low fares.
Going back to the campaign itself, do you think you helped or hindered Fine Gael when you made the comments about the teachers that there was so much hoo-ha about?
I think I undoubtedly helped both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. I strongly recommended that people transfer between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. I helped to launch Peter Burke's campaign in Westmeath and he topped the poll.
Well, he wasn't dust during the campaign. And then Simon Harris said the comments were crass and ill-informed.
Well, I mean, they weren't crass or ill-informed. They're my opinion and I'm entitled to my opinion. The fact is that the returning government will be a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government. I think that's a far better outcome from Ireland than some of the left-wing lunatic parties who believe that the solution to this would be a government building company which would deliver us solutions like the Children's Hospital or €300,000 bicycle sheds.
All right, listen.
Critical to this new government will be fixing infrastructure and start by abolishing this idiotic cap this problem.
You've made that point a number of times. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Michael O'Leary there from Ryanair. We'll take a break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.